You're listening to SBS News.
In the park, they sound like everyday children at play. But behind the laughter is a traumatic past. These are Yazidis, an ethnic minority persecuted for their religious beliefs and brutally targeted by IS after the militant group swept through northern Iraq almost 4 years ago. Their 31-year-old mother, Dalal, has requested not to be identified. She says the past still haunts her family, even from the safety of Australia.
A lot of times when my children see someone with a beard, they get frightened.
Dalal has four children and gave birth to her youngest in an IS prison in Raqqa. She was separated from her husband while pregnant and hasn't seen him since. Along with her children, she was sold on a slave market for $45.
I had no hope in their hands. You are dead, and especially you can't move while with them. And you're mistreated and tormented. In their hands you can't speak your mind and you have no hope. I thought I wouldn't come out alive.
She's among thousands of Yazidis taken prisoner by IS in 2014, when thousands more in her home district of Sinjar were slaughtered. The United Nations considers it a genocide. Women and children have been held captive, often as sex slaves, and subjected to horrific abuse. Dalal says her daughter was burnt with a hot iron. Her sons were trained as child soldiers. She also witnessed horrendous acts of violence, including the gang rape of a 9-year-old girl who later died.
Yes, I did see with my own eyes. She was from Tel Azar. Her name was Shafa. In Aleppo, five men raped her. She died with us.
Dalal's own injuries from frequent beatings have required hospital treatment in Australia. The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, says the brutality of IS is unparalleled.
We've really gone above and beyond in terms of trying to identify, even sending our own people into harm's way to try and identify those people that can't make it safely to a border to make a claim of protection. We are compelled to act when you read the cases of these individuals and the women and sisters, daughters, cousins, mothers that have suffered at the hands of these barbaric animals.
But beyond giving survivors protection, advocates want to see justice. The director of YASDA Australia, Daphne Hayneman, says the international community needs to find a better way to make sure the perpetrators are punished for their crimes.
All I know is that nothing much has happened yet, and that we might need to be waiting at least 2 years before that happens. So that's pretty tragic.
Last year, the United Nations Security Council decided to create an independent investigative team to collect evidence for potential future prosecutions. Minister Dutton says any requests for Australia's involvement must come from abroad, but Australia is ready to play its part.
If there is a way in which the federal police can be involved in taking witness statements or gathering of evidence here in Australia to facilitate a prosecution or an investigation, then the police will do that.
Australian Federal Police haven't been called on yet. Maria Zivic, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.